Sometimes it might feel as if our life or elements of our life are out of control and that there's nothing we can do to change the situation, and we feel a kind of hopelessness, as if the world has presented us with a situation that we do not want or that we cannot tolerate, and we feel there's nothing we can do to change that situation. We feel intimidated by circumstances. At such times, it's very helpful to remember Buddha's teaching that in truth, everything is mere appearance to mind, like a dream. We intuitively feel that the world, things, people, situations that we find ourselves in are out there, separate from our mind, and exist independently of our mind. But in truth, everything that exists, every person, every situation, is merely an appearance to mind. It doesn't exist out there, separate from our mind. And because it's mere appearance to mind, simply by changing our mind, we can change the situation. In his book, How to Transform Your Life, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says, our sense that things exist separately from our mind, with their own fixed inherent natures, comes from our ignorance. When we understand the true nature of things, we will see that our world is like a dream, in that everything exists as mere appearance to mind. And then Venerable Geshe says the most extraordinary thing. He says, we will realize that we can change our world simply by changing our mind. This is such a deep and liberating teaching. It applies to every situation we find ourselves in, good or bad. There is no world out there, separate from our mind, that we are experiencing. Everything, the very world itself, is just an appearance to our mind. So nothing is out of our control. We can change the world simply by changing our mind. As Venerable Geshe says in his book, Modern Buddhism, we know that when our mind is impure because we're feeling angry with our friend, we see him as bad. But when our mind is pure, because we're feeling affectionate love for that same friend, we see him as good. Therefore, it is because of changing our mind from pure to impure or from impure to pure that for us, our friend changes from good to bad or from bad to good. This indicates that everything that is good, bad, or neutral for us is a projection of our mind and has no existence outside our mind. So when Venerable Geshe says by changing our mind we change the situations, this doesn't mean that the situation exists from its own side and we're just changing the way we look at it. When we change our mind, the situation itself changes. This is so freeing, so liberating, and we can see this for ourselves. We all have experience of our feelings towards another person changing. Maybe somebody whom we previously liked, we come to dislike, or vice versa. And the one thing we can see directly and immediately is that as soon as our feelings change, the way that person appears to us changes. If we grow to dislike someone, whereas before, maybe they've appeared to us to be pleasant, we enjoyed their company, now they appear to us to be unpleasant. We don't want to even think about them, never mind spend time with them. And we believe what we're looking at that time is real, that there is an unpleasant person out there. But in truth, that unpleasant person is simply, as Venerable Geshe says, a projection of our mind, a projection of an unpleasant mind. We should be encouraged by this teaching to realize that in fact, nothing is ever out of control, because we can always train ourselves to control our mind. We can always train ourselves to look at a situation differently. As Venerable Geshe says, we will realize we can change our world simply by changing our mind, and that if we wish to be free from suffering, all we need to do is to purify our mind. Purify our mind means to change the way we see the world, to see the world in a positive way, to see the world in a pure way. The purer our mind becomes, the purer the world in which we live. To see the world in a pure way depends upon understanding that the world we see just is an appearance to our mind, or we can say an appearance of our mind. If the world were not mere appearance to mind, if it existed out there having its own independent, or we might say inherent existence, then of course we couldn't change the world simply by changing our mind. So suppose, for example, that we train ourselves to see someone whom we previously experienced as unpleasant as pleasant, or we train ourselves to see a situation that we previously felt was unpleasant or undesirable as pleasant. We may think, okay, I'm seeing the world in a different way, experiencing it in a different way, but that's just because I'm imagining it in this way, that we're just kidding ourselves. The world remains unpleasant, that person remains unpleasant, but I'm just looking at them in a different way. It's just imagination. As if when we change our mind, it's just imagination. Otherwise, what we're seeing is reality. But the truth is, everything is just imagination, because everything is just appearance to mind. There is no reality out there that remains unchanged when our mind changes. If we project a world with a pure mind, we experience a pure world. So our main job is to work on our mind, to train ourselves to see everything in a pure way. In this way, we create a pure world.